The Gemara continues, the Agarat Gemara. We started this whole Gemara because of the Yifrus Reloi Midalat Koises, because of four. And for the Gemara says, how do we misakin Zugos? And from Zugos, we went into all these Sugis about Shadim. Zog the Gemara, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Omid Bey, Zetapet Omid. Haiman de Mafne Agida de Dikla. Someone who relieves himself, Agilda de Dikla. On the stump, on the hump, on the stump of a Jekyll tree. He relieves himself over there on that stump. He's going to befall on him a Ruach Palgo. What's Ruach Palgo, Zog the Rishbam? Mevashim Belaz. Well, Mevashim Belaz, on the bottom it says, Lazay Raj, Rashbam in Rashi, it says Shituk. Shituk means paralyzation. Vahayman, the Matzli Reisha, Gilded Adikla, and someone places his head on the stump of the same Dekel tree. He places his head on this stump of this same Dekel tree, like we said before. Zog the Gemara, Achdele Ruach Tzardo, places his head there. He's going to Ruach Tzardo. Ruach Tzardo, Dr. Rashbam, Ke'ev Chatzi Arosh. Ke'ev Chatzi Arosh means a migraine headache. Zog the Gemara, Haiman de Posa Adiklo, if someone walks over a Dekel tree, Im Miktil, if the Dekel tree was chopped down, Kotil, he will be killed. Ii Aker, if the Dekel tree was Nekar, uprooted, so who are then? This person will die. Mi'akir umayis. So this person will die. Zog the Rashbam, Im Miktil Kotl, Im Niktzat Ilon Nergo Ish, Vim Neko Ilon Ho Ish Meis. Zog Mo Hani Mili, this is only referring to when the Loimanach Kari Alvei. He didn't walk with his feet, he didn't step on that Dekel tree. He walked over it. Avalmanach Kari Alvei, if he actually stepped on it, then Leis Lombo, then you don't have to be concerned. Zog the Gemara, Chamisha Tule Hava. There are five types of shades. Tula de Dikli Yechida, the shade of a singular Dekel tree. Tula de Kando, a tula of a Kanda tree. Zog Rashi, Rashbam, Shem Elon, the name of a tree. What it is? Rashi doesn't say what it is. I don't know what it is. It's a Kanda tree. Tula de Parcha, the tula of a Parcha, Zog Rashbam, Tzlaf, a caper bush. Tula de Zardeso, Zardeso, Zog Rashbam, is Shunbir. Shunbir is a type of a tree, it says in the Lazi Rashi. So these are the five types of shades of a singular Dekel tree, a caper bush, a kanda tree, a chazarto, a zarto tree. Ike de Amri, others add on also, Aftula de Arvo, the shade, the shadow that comes about from a ship, from a svina. Vetula de Arviso, and the shade of an Arviso. Arviso is an Arova tree. Zog the Rashbam, Arva Sfino with an Aleph, and Arviso with an Ayin is Tzel Ilon Arova, an Arova tree. What's the Klola de Milsa, Zog the Gemara, Klola de Milsa? Kol de Nofesh Ampei, whenever there is a lot of branches on the tree, Koshe Tule, over there, there's going to be a Shvera shade, meaning a dangerous one, with Shadim. By the way, it's called shade because the shade has shadim. Mm-hmm. I'm just playing upon a word. Shade in English is a shade. Well, the Gemara is discussing all the shadim are in the shade. So it's like called shade. Zog the Gemara. V'chol de koshi silvei. Whenever the tree itself is kosher, the eitz is kosher, so then kosher tulei. So over there the shade is kosher. Kosher means it's dangerous. Levar mikaru maso, except for karu masu. Karu maso is a type of tree. How do they translate karu maso?
What is harmful?
Except for karu maso. How do they translate karu maso?
Except for the service
shade?
Shade tree.
Except for the what? Service tree. A service tree, okay? I didn't get much smarter by knowing what a service tree is, but a service tree. Zog de Gemara. So Levami Kalu Maso, except for the service tree, over there, the shade is even though Afakab de Kosher Silva, even though the tree itself is hard, it's kosher. thorny, whatever kosher means, loy kosher tule, the shade is not kosher. The omrele, meaning it's not kosher, meaning for shadim. The omrele shida lebra, a shade told her son, shadim have children. Pilcha nafshech mikaramasa, scat and leave and fly away from karamasa tree, from the service tree. The ihu de kotel avucha, the service tree killed your father. He didn't have a good ending over there. It's not a good place for shadim to hang out in a karamasa tree. Dangerous territory. The kotel didei, it's going to kill you too if you stay here. Zogdi gomava. Omer avashi. Chazin el Rav Kahana, the porish mikule tula. I saw Rav Kahana, the porish mikula. The porish mikula, he stayed away from all shades. He didn't differentiate chut mikaramasa, this tree is bad, this one is bad. All shades, he stayed away. Shadim, hang out in shades. So he stood away from shadim, from shades. Zogdi gomava. All shadows. All shadows. Now this is Avada again, back in the Zman of Chazal. So then Shadim had an effect, and Memela, he stayed away from all shadows. Zog di Gemara, Tula Bei Parche Rucha, the shade of a Bei Parche, the name of it is called Rucha. Bei Parche is a caper bush. Yeah. That's what we said before, it's laf. So the shade of a Bei Parche, of a caper bush, is called Rucha. The Vezardasa, we said before, was a name. Sorb tree. Say that again?
Sorb
tree. A sorb tree, okay. Before we said it's a mini lawn, now we're getting smarter. It's called a sorb tree. So the Vezardasa, you know the name of the shade of a Vezardasa is? Shada. That's like I said. The name of the shade is shade. That's why in English language, it's called a shade. A shadow. The shadow is creates a shade because it's taka called shada. The Vezardasa, so the name of the shade is called shada. Shadow. Zog di Gemara, Dvei Igra, the shadow that comes out from a rooftop is Rishpa. It's called Rishpa. Zog di Gemara, Lamai Naf Kamina. Who cares about the names of the Shadim? Zog di Gemara, Lekmiya. It's Naf Kamina for a Kmiya. Meaning, if a person has the shade of a caper bush on him, of a Beipircha, so he has to know how to write the Kmiya. He has to write Ruchi. He has to know the name of the shade to take it away from him. Zog di Gemara. Divei Pircha Brei Bel Yishen Loinayim. Divei Pircha, the shadow of a caper bush, is a barrier. It's a creature, Shein Loinayim, it has no eyes. Lamayin Afkamina, that has no eyes, Zog di Gemara is a major Afkamina. Ligzuze lo, to run away from it. If you know that you're being chased by a shade from a caper bush, so you know it's eyeless, it's blind. Go run in zigzag, and he's not going to be able to chase you. Zog di Gemara, Zim lechadav ozel tzu mirabonon lafnuyei levei parcha. Etam Chacham went and relieved himself on a caper bush. Shoma de kol salvei. He heard that the shade of a caper bush was chasing him. The gozilo, and he ran away. He was bereach. Ki ozlo, when it tried to chase him, since it's blind, it's eyeless, doesn't have any eyes. So it's a bearish enayim. Chavkele dikle. It got stuck. It grabbed onto a deckle tree. And sovach dikle. Upoka hi. And memela, the dikle became dried out from the shade. Upoka hi, and it burst. Zog di Gemara. Pircha. They take out the word pircha. Now go to Sagro. Devei zardasa. We said that the shade of a zardasa tree is called shada. The name, it's called shada. Ho zardasa dismicha lamosa. A zardasa tree that was close to the city limits, loy pichsa mishitin shado. It doesn't have less than 60 shadim on it. The vezardasa tree is a very dangerous tree. There's not less than 60 shadim that hang out and live over there. Zok gemara lemayin af kamina. Who cares? Zok gemara lemitzvah lo kamiya. It's again a geya for a kamiya. If someone needs to write a kamiya for this shade, he has to know 60 names. Hahu ba kosher. There was a bar kosher, Zok di Rashbam, shoiter ear. A shoiter in the city. That what? The mosso from the city. The ozil v'koi gabi zardasa. He went and he stood by a zardasa tree. That was somach l'mosso, that was next to the city. Olu bei shit in shida. 60 shadim attacked him. V'istakin. He was in the matzav of sakona. Osalum rabbonon. he went to the Talmid Chachamim, to the Talmid Chachamim, to remove with a kimmer, with a kmiya, I mean, the shade, the layoda, the zaris hashit in shade have. This Talmid Chacham did not know kufyut aleph from the bezim psochim that the zaris tree has 60 different shadim. Kosav lo kmiya lichad shader. So he wrote a singular kmiya for one shade, only for one name. So what happened? Shoma de toluchinga begave. He heard that they made a circle. Chinga is a circle. A rakida. The 59 remaining shadim that never had a kmiya written about them, they made a circle, a rakida, begave, in the zardes tree. The komashka hochen, they sang as follows. The niggun they sang was as follows. Sudre de mar, the sudr of this Talmud Chacham, the sudr is the headpiece, the handkerchief that goes on the head, the sudr. Kitzu megabonon. He looks like a Talmud Chacham. He's bringing a shein efrak, a shein Hamburg. Kitzu megabonon. Bedikne bebe mar, the lo yada boruch. Oh, but we checked him out. He doesn't even know to make a bracha. What do you mean he doesn't make the bracha? Zok Rashbam. The bracha that you make on the sudr, on the head covering, is boruch oit yisrael b'sifoga. So, ekenish machana mishaberich, like you say in Yiddish, and I'm a oretz, which looks like a Talmud Chacham, ekenish machana mishaberich, kenish machan. So here, he doesn't know what to make a boruch, doesn't make a simple bracha. Why? Because he didn't know there were 60 shadim in the zardes tree. Zog demara, osum rabbonon, the other the zardes shit in shido. There was a different Talmud Chacham that knew that the zardes tree has 60 shadim. Have a kosvele kmiya de shit in shady. So he wrote a kmiya to absolve, to remove the 60 shadim. Shoma de ka'omru. So he overheard them say to each other, ponu minayich me'ocha, let's get out of here, because we are being attacked with the kmiya. Zok de gemara. Ketev meriri. Ketev meriri. And twice in the Torah it says ketev meriri. Once it says in the Pashki Savoy, ketev meriri. It's a type of shade, a demon, Keta Meriri, in Pashki Sovoy. And likewise, in Yoshe B'Seisa, in Tehillim, Kapitel Tzali Aleph, it says, Ketev, Mideva Be'oifel Yalach, Mi Ketev Yoshu Tzoroyim. So we see the word Ketev again, the shade called Ketev. Zog di gomorre Ketev Meriri, Tre Kat Ve'Have. There are two types of Ketevs, two types of these shadim. Chad mikame tiaro. One of them shows up and appears before chatzois, before midday. V'chad mibosa tiaro. And one of them shows up after chatzois. The mikame tiaro ketem miriri shmoi. The one that shows up before chatzois is called ketem miriri. That's the one that's referred to in Pashki Savoy. And how does it look like? Umichzi beikado de kimcho. And it looks like a jug of flour. V'hoda be bachasho. And it has within it an appearance of a swirling spoon that's mixing this jug of flour in the middle. That's the image that it looks like. The bosa tiaro mashenk in the shade that comes the ketev yoshu tzoroyim that's mentioned in Tehillim Tzari Aleph. The one that shows up in the afternoon, the one that shows up bosa tiaro ketev yoshu tzoroyim shmoi. The name is called yoshu tzoroyim. Umichzi, and how does it look like? It appears bekana de izi. Either appears like the horns of a goat, or it appears between the horns of a goat. Vahoda, or it looks like the horns of a goat. Vahoda bekanfo. And vahoda bekanfo. And it spins around kanafyo. Vahoda bekanafyo. And it spins around like a sieve. That's what this shade looks like. Zog di gomorra. Abai ave shokl v'ozil. Abaya was traveling, walking. V'ozel Rav Poppe miyamine, and Rav Poppe was on his right. V'ravuna b'reid Rav Shua mismolei, and Rav Huna b'reid Rav Shua on his left. And Tap Tosis points out right away. Mitzadit, it's do they have her? They were next to him, but they're a little to the side. Why? The Omer Perek Amemuna Hamahalach Limin Rabbi Arezabur. You don't walk on the right of your Rebbe. You walk to the right, but a little to the side. A little mitzvah to this. So the same thing, they were traveling that way. So again, Rav Poppe was on his right, Rav Huna b'Rav Shua on his left, and Abai in the middle. Chaz yalehu ketemiriri, they saw ketemiriri, the shade called ketemiriri, the ka'osi la'pe, the small A, that was coming to his left. Who was on his left? Rav Huna b'Rav Shua. So ahadril Rav Poppe le'small A. Abai placed Rav Poppe on his left, and took Rav Huna b'Rav Shua on his right. He switched them around. Like a Ephraim Menashe, he switched them around. Ulrav Hunu b'Rav Shmuel Emine. Omalei Rav Papa. So Papa felt a little insulted. He said, Ano Maishno, the Lechoshali, why not concerned about me? You're concerned about Rav Hunu b'Rav Shmuel. He shouldn't stumble into the Ketem Meriri. And why not me? Omalei, at Shaita Kaimis Loch. You have a good mazel. You are rich. You're wealthy. Someone who's wealthy is a good aguta mazel. So maybe you don't have to worry about Ketem Meriri. The Gemara continues, Michad betamuz at Shitzel Bay. Oh, this is brought down in Halacha, by the way. It's brought down from Shivosa betamuz until Tisha B'Av, Shteit Behedi in Simitov Kufnun Aleph, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, that it's a person has to be very careful because of Ketem Meriri. It's Motzui, Bein HaMetzorim. And that's why it's stated in Halacha, Me'arba Atisha Shois, a person should not go Hoylech Yichidi, and he should not be Maki Yelodov. We hear the Gemara is saying, very close day to that. The Gemara is saying from Aleph Tammuz, the Shchodesh Tammuz, until Shitzer, Mamash till the 16th. Maybe Kol Shekein, meaning we had this in Shulchan Aruch state from Shivasa until Tisha B'Av, and Kol Shekein from Shchodesh Tammuz. At least in this Gemara state, as I Michad betamuz at Shitzer be Vaday Shchicha. It's for sure Shchiyach the Ketem Meriri. Mikan ve'Elech, and that's the Halach and Tovkuf from Aleph. Sofik Shchicha, Sofik Lo Shchicha. Umishtakche betule de Chatzva. And it's found again in the shade. The shadim love the shade. Where is it found? Betula de chatzva, in the shade of a chatzva plant. The lechotz of garmido, that did not grow a garmido. A garmido is an ama. Oh, so that's where it grows. Chatzov that did not grow a garmido.
Was halach, he said, was brought down. You shouldn't do what?
It shouldn't be maki yelodim. Between Arba Shois and Tisha Shois from Shivosa B'Tamas until Tisha B'Av, and you shouldn't be Yechiko Yechidi.
What time is that? What time?
If you have to because of Chinuch, then don't hit them then. That's not a good time. So number one, it's found in the shade of a Chatzva. The Lechotzva Gamido did not grow in Amma. Uvetula de Tzafra, and in the morning shade, early morning, Upanyo, and the late afternoon, the evening shade, the loy have a garmido that is less than an amma in length. The ikka betula in the main place that this shade hangs out is in the tool of the Beis HaKisei. The Beis HaKisei is a place that's very prone for shadim to hang out. Zok the Gemara. Oh, my Rabbi Yosef. Hanet las mili yoev avuno l'nehoira. The following three things cause blindness for someone who's able to see, for someone who's a nehoira. Zok the Gemara, what are the three things? Min the sorik reisha yovesh. The Orach HaShulchan brings this halachin, simon reish samach in Orach Chaim, that someone who brushes his hair when his hair is dry, it causes blindness. There's a connection between the pores of the hair and a person's eyesight. Five stories. Min the sorik reisha yovesh. And the second thing, a person has to be careful that can cause blindness. Min deshosi tip tip. Someone who drinks drop drop. He drinks droplets left over from a barrel. Tip tip. Umin desayim mesane, and he puts on his shoes ademaisene kare, when his feet are still wet. Now this the Orach HaShulchan also brings down in Simen Reish Samach. Some explain that in those days they wore. They didn't wear socks. They went barefoot. So if you put your shoes on barefoot when it's still wet, so that causes this blindness. And the truth is that even Bizman Azeh, a person should not put on socks when his feet are wet. Any doctor will tell you that. Wet feet that are not dried properly, especially between the toes, can cause fungus. And I'm not talking about blindness, but upon him, it's definitely wet feet is not a good thing to go about. And just put on your shoes. This is medicinal, it looks like. I mean, it could be it's also totally in shading, but the Gemara doesn't say shading. The Gemara says three things can cause blindness. It sounds medicinal. The Orach HaShulchan brings these things, at least two of them, legabe the feet and legabe the hair. Now, Zok the Gemara, Talia, this seems like medicinal, correct? Talia bebeisa, again, this is kosher l'anius. Talia bebeisa, if you hang bread in your house, Yeah, you know, you come into your home, you have a person hanging a piece of bread. So that's koshel aniyusa. That causes anias. That's not a good omen if a person doesn't want to become poor. It's koshel aniyusa. Now, lemaisa steht in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tovla Medalin in Hilchos Pesach, that after Bedikas Chometz, you take the bread and you hang it up. That's different. That's because you hang it up, you don't want Achber to take it. That's because of the mitzvah of Bir Chometz that you want to do the next morning. So then, Shoyim a mitzvah, Le'yere Dovera. That's like a different. That's like called the Bizi Oichlim. Here the word is, you're Mevazer Oichlim. If people are Mevazer Oichlim, like we say, crumbs, we'll see soon in the Gemara about crumbs, so maybe that causes Anias Taka. So hang it, Stamaz is a Bizi Oichlim. But you're doing it for a mitzvah, that's like called the Bizi. You're not doing it for Bizi Oichlim. Stam, they were mezalzel in bread, so they hung it up. Rabbi Yashiv in his Oris on the blat, on the Omid, he says that you have sometimes kids go to school and the mother hangs up the lunch bread, ties it and hangs it on the backpack. He said that's not called being toilet pass. That's pushed for safety. The kid should know where his lunch is. That's not called the Maisa Tlias pass. That's not called the bizoyan. The word's bizoyan oichlin. It's not called the bizoyan oichlin. Zog the Moga. Talia bebeisa koshal aniyusa. So hanging bread is koshal aniyus. Kida amri inchi, meaning hanging bread is koshal aniyus because it is zilzul. Kida amri inchi, like people say, tola silta, you hang your soilus, your bread, tola bezoina, you're hanging your panosa. Your panosa is now hanging. It's up for a question mark about how it's going to be. V'loy amoran ele rifto. This is only referring to bread. Avo bisra v'kavga. But if you have meat and fish that you hang, people hang meat to get dry meat. They dry out meat, right? Jerkies, beef jerkies, you hang meat. Bisra v'kavga. Exactly, they have it hanging. You walk into a meat, you walk into a butcher shop. Exactly. So bisra v'kavga, leslimbo, that's not a zilzel, that's the oifen that it hangs in order for it to be sold, to cure it, exactly. Zog di gemara. Urcha hi, that's urcha. Exactly, that's the urcha, that's the derech. Para bebeisa. Koshal aniyusa. Now, para is referring to bran. Amol, like we said, today whole wheat is choshev, but amol bran was a cheaper bread. It's not soilless. So para bebeisa. If someone has para, this bran, is koshal aniyusa. It's a simon of aniyus. Zog di gemara. Neshoire bebeisa. Neshoire is crumbs. If someone has crumbs in his house, koshal aniyusa. And it means that you step on the crumbs, the gemara is saying, I'm going to say. That means you're mezalzel in the crumbs. Very careful not to step on crumbs. It's neshoire bebeisa, koshal aniyusa. You should collect the crumbs. Throw them out properly, not to be invasive them. But the shoyga bebeisa and stepping on them, koshan yusa. Beleila shabosa is, when is this? On Lel Shabbos? Friday night? Ubeleila revi also. And on Lel revi, which is Tuesday night. Zog du mora. Shoga mazikin ale. That's when the mazikin are on it. Isra de mezoina. The shade of mezoina, meaning of crumbs, is nokit shmei. The name is called nokit. Nokit is lotion of noki. He wants to make sure it's clean. He walks into a place, it's not tidy, there's crumbs. So mele the shade nokid has an effect on it. Isra dani yusa, the shade of anias, is novel shmei, meaning the opposite. Isra, I made a mistake. Isra the mezoina, the isra, the so to speak, the shade of mezoinas, to make sure you have mezoinas, positive, is nokid shmei, loshinikias. It's clean, you have mezoinas. It's crummy, that's no good. Mashenkin isra dan yusa. The isra of anias is novel shmei. Novel means dirty. It's meluchlich. It's dirty. That's anias. So novel can cause anias. Zog the Gemara. Now the Rashbam over here says, nokit shmei loshen ikius. Itaka means loshen ikius. Lefikach ena roitza shiye pirurin nishlochin lidoris beregel. You don't want pirurin that you can step on. Now this whole din of pirurin is talking about that it doesn't have a kezayis. If it has a kezayis, then it's time a din of ibud oichlin. You can't have food on the floor if it's a kezayis. Ain't but kezayis, so there's no real bizui oichlin because it's not called Michael. It's not called Michael. It's less than a kezayis. As I stated, levush beedya. Less than a kezayis. It's time a pirurin is nothing. By chometz we mevatel pirurim, so it's nothing. But la nius you have to be careful. It's kosher la nius. Stated in posik efes kiloyecho beevyoin. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia Lamed Gimel Dashens, you have to make sure not to bring about anias to yourself. There's a question if, let's say, it's a tziruf of a kezayis, all the pirurin together, but kaponim, pirurin can cause anias. Zok, let's finish the last Gemara. Zok, the Gemara, soya puma de chatzva, a plate that you have on the face on the top of a barrel, koshla niyusa. Man de shosi maya bats bitsi koshliv ruktei. If a person drinks water from a barrel, from a kora, I mean, from a plate, it causes blindness. The ochel tachli, someone eats his cress, v'loy mashi yodin, doesn't wash his hands, mafchit lotzin yoimin, he's scared for 3 days, Dr. Ashbam, v'eni yadeh lomo, it's anxiety, he doesn't know why he's scared. The next one will continue about washing one's hands.